Hello, hello, hello. It is 1930, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that starts every day at 1930 UTC, which is now. It is 1930. What are we going to do about that? I don't know. I think the first thing we need to do is go in the other room. So let's grab some of this stuff. And where is my tea? Is the tea already in the other room? I think maybe it is. So let's leave the office here. And we need to get back to watching Sky Sports News here. As I walk into the room, the cat has noticed that I'm talking. She was sleeping on her banky. And, she hasn't gotten up yet, but she realizes that it's 1930 UTC. And usually the first order of business for the Dubious Goals Committee is an order of kitty business. So we're going to see what happens here. And, here we go. I am sitting down. Sky Sports News, why am I watching it? Because, one, the World Rugby Cup is going on. Some important cricket is going on. And, of course, Champions League starts tomorrow. So, yeah. Oh, what else is happening? Oh, yeah. Well, we need to drink some tea, that's what. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good tea. But we're probably going to need more. Yeah, in fact, why don't we do that now while we're thinking about it? In other news, David De Gea has signed a new deal. But didn't we know this already? Didn't this happen over the summer? So I don't understand what is going on. Is there a new deal or what is happening? I don't know. But, just saw something I didn't need to see. Leipzig, or is it pronounced Leipzig? Is in first place of the Bundesliga. I'm not happy about that. Not happy one bit. Oh, and speaking of happiness, looks like this bottle of tea is now empty. As I pour half a deciliter into the cup. That's no problem. We just need to make some tea later. And as for right now, we just take the other giant jug of tea out, which is full. And can I get the top off? There we go. So we got tea. Let's pour. Delicious. Oh, it's one of those days. Oh, the cat even followed me up here. Uh-oh. That means it's almost time for kitty business, I think. Oh, I'm having another one of those weird days. I feel a little bit better than I did yesterday. But, I'm still a little off, and I'm wondering why. Oh, because it's going to be another scorcher of a day. It's already super hot. It's going to be another 95-degree day. Or actually, I'm lying or exaggerating. I think I saw that it's going to be 91. I do not need 91 degrees. No, I do not. And so it looks like it's going to be another one of those stay indoors days. But no, I actually got to do some stuff tonight. Tonight is the monthly meeting of my mom's book club. So that means me and my dad are going out to eat. And he said, "Where do you want to eat?" And I said, "Oh, maybe we should go to the Driftwood Inn. The Driftwood Inn, restaurant and lounge." which is apparently part of or next door to a space that sells cigar box guitars made by a guy up there in Blair, where the restaurant is. But no. I mentioned that to my dad. He checked it out. They're not open on Mondays. So, not going to the Driftwood, which means we're probably going to Jim and Jenny's Greek Village. Yeah. Or do I want to go to Frank's, get some pizza? The problem with that is then I got to eat pizza for a few days, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but eating pizza is pretty dangerous for me all around. And, you know, I really need to not eat it, to put it bluntly. But no, you know, eating it once in a while is kind of okay. But eating it for a couple days straight is not the best idea for our little Tobster. No, it's not. So anyway, looks like I'm going to be having souvlaki tonight. Yeah. Or do I want a hamburger? Do I want a gyro? I don't know. I'll probably have souvlaki. I know what my dad's eating, though. He's going to have the Greek Village salad, the half size. And as I sit here blithering about nothing, a race is starting. And it is a IMSA race, and AJ Allmendinger is one of the commentators, which strikes me as being unusual, but I'm glad he's got some work. What were we going to do? Oh yeah, I was going to check the weather channel really quick just to double check and make sure I know not to go outside today. And what are they telling me? Oh, looks like there's going to be another hurricane, but it's going a different direction. And I guess Alabama's not going to get hit by a hurricane again. But, you know, maybe the President of the United States, who has no weather forecasting experience or knowledge, perhaps he'll tell us all about... I can't go on. I cannot go on. Oh my God. Yeah, it's already 85 degrees outside. That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. I'm still kind of down from yesterday. I'm a slug. I got nothing. I got nothing. Oh boy. So why does my ear itch? Because that's significant. You know what else I've just realized, and this isn't that unusual? How long have I been awake? I've been awake for about an hour now. I still haven't put on my glasses. This is great. This is great. Oh, they're telling me it's going to be 92 degrees today. Here in a couple of hours. Great. Great, great, great. So much for it being autumn. So much for me getting any kind of relief. Oh, I want to say, oh, I feel terrible. I want to complain some more, but, you know, I'm not really doing all that bad. I just don't have anything to talk about. Oh, and look who just came downstairs. Hi. Somebody just walked up to me. Are you going to jump over me? There we go. There's a good kitty jump. And now I'm petting a kitty. Hi. Do you want to talk on the radio? Do you want to say something to all the listeners out there in Radio Land? No, kitties are not talking today. Do you want to do some kitty business? Yeah, somebody wants to do some kitty business. Okay, so I gotta move around here a little bit. Get like this, get like that. I'm not even sitting square. I need to move over like this. Hi. Who's a fluffy baby? Oh my God, the things I gotta do for my cat.
So now we grab the blankie and we put the blankie up here like this. Hi. Oh, is our kitty covered by a blankie? Are you going to hide in the kitty tent now? Or do you want to get out of the kitty tent and get on the bank and do kitty business? Come on. Come on. Get on the bank. Let's transact some kitty business. The trading floor is now open. Come on. Do you want to do kitty business? I don't know what my cat is thinking. Ever. Let alone now. Come on. Yeah, okay, here we go. The cat has decided that we're going to do kitty business today. We're good. Apparently we're good. Hi, you wanna just sit here? Oh, I don't believe, what is happening here? What is happening here? The cat is walking away. The cat is walking away after all that. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. So, now what are we gonna do? Well, I know I just said that we can't go outside, but I just remembered the mailman has come. And I haven't checked my mailbox in the last few days because I haven't gone outside. But yeah, I when was that? That was about half an hour ago. I was about freaking out because I heard voices coming up my driveway. And I thought, uh-oh, what's going on? What's happening? And then I heard my mailbox open and then shut while the voices... So apparently my mailman was talking on the phone or something while he was delivering my mail. So let's go outside. Check the mailbox. Step into the garage here. Check the mailbox before it gets too hot to do anything. Although it's already pretty damn hot. We open up the garage door. Do 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 do. Squeaky. Ugh. And I walk outside and it, yeah, it's warm and now I'm in the sun and that sucks. What's in the mailbox? Tons of mail, of course. Anything that I actually need to know about and or deal with? Ugh, my lawn doesn't look so great. Kind of brown in spots. We need some water. We need some water, kids. But I'm going to walk back into my garage just so I can get out of the sun. All right, so let's look at the mail. Jeez, my garage is nice and cool. Close the garage door. Junk mail. Oh, this is weird. Here's a letter from my dad. I think I know what that is. He was gonna email me some documents. More junk mail. Alright, so I got two things. The thing from my dad and the thing from my insurance company. Is this something important? I can't tell. I cannot tell. Yeah, hi, Miams. So, hi, you're a yangy baby, huh? I'm going to take this upstairs so I can remember to deal with it later. What is this? Actually, you know, I'm kind of... Is this related to those mysterious phone calls I got a couple days ago? Maybe we should open this and see what's going on here. See what this is all about. So we'll grab a letter opener. That sounds just like one of those utility knives. And we'll open up this letter. See if it's junk or what. Okay, what do we got? What do we got? And I can't get it because my fingers don't work because it's too early in the morning. Okay. You can join the fight against fraud. I can? Are you sure? You used second person. Are you sure you don't want to use third person neutral? To protect against fraud, we sometimes... Does that say turn or tum? Sometimes tum to members like you for help. We ask members to tell us whether they got all the services the plan has been billed for. Blah, 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 blah. This is not a bill. Good. That's the magic words. This is not a bill. What that means in English is, Tobe, Tobe, you do not have to care about this. I have gotten all the services I've required from my insurance company, which hasn't been much, but they took care of all that, physical therapy for my shoulder and stuff, so, you know, that's good, right? What else was there? Oh, yeah, well, you know, I gotta go to the doctor all the time, but I already knew that was taken care of. And I do require some medication from time to time. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, wait. Yeah, well, I already took care of that, but I need some more of my, pancreas enzymes. So, I better count those pills. I know I've got at least, like, a week left. And wait, when do I go to the doctor next? Is that this week? Yeah, this is in a couple days, like in 3 days. Wait, what day is it now? Doctor's appointment is on Thursday. We're good. We are good. All right, so back to the tea here. It's delicious. Mm. I do like drinking tea. And the funny thing is, a couple days ago, it was actually cool. Remember that? We were outside, we were at Heron Haven, and it got down to like 64 degrees at night, you know, at 2 a.m. But I'm up at 2 a.m., and I was up at 2 a.m., and I was thinking, boy, I'm kind of cold. I better put the blanket over my legs. Maybe I should make some hot tea, because I do love hot tea. And I love to drink it, and I want to drink some hot tea right now. But no, I can't, because it's too hot. How long is it going to be before I can switch back over to drinking hot tea? Basically, what has to happen is the high temperature of the day has to be less than about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. And, you know, that's a day that I can never go outside, and blah, blah, blah. It might be a while before I can go back to drinking hot tea. That's okay. I can drink some iced tea if I have to. If I have to. Because I'm being forced. Oh my god, look. The greatest movie ever is on TV right now. It's called Twilight. Have you ever heard of this movie? Here, I'll read you the description. High school student Bella Swan. I can't help but laugh every time I hear that name. High school student Bella Swan was always a bit of a misfit and doesn't expect life to change anytime soon. Yeah, but it happens in Washington. Yeah, so, vampires. And what is that god-awful sound I'm now... Oh, right, it's Monday. Wait, I didn't see any... Hold on a second. Now we gotta stand back up. What is this obnoxious sound I'm hearing? He says as he looks out his back window. I can hear a loud, 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 obnoxious lawnmower or something. And today is Monday. Today is the day when my lawn guys show up. But they don't tend to show up until a little bit later. That's why those guys are my lawn guys. So they won't show up when I'm trying to sleep. Oh. Yeah, so they will stop by probably in a couple of hours. And it'll scare my cat because my cat does not want the lawn to be mowed. No, the cat just... She doesn't like the loud, scary noises of the lawnmower and has to get in the Thunder Hut and hide. Because that's what kitties do. Oh, okay, so I'm just flipping through the TV thing. Oh, and maybe I'll watch this college football game, because I heard that this was supposed to be great. And I don't want to. I'm not that interested. What are my options? Oh, I could watch Ben 10. No. I could watch... And then coming up next is Teen Titans. No. No, no, no. Oh, what's on TCM? Designing Woman. And then Sex and the Single Girl. To Have and Have Not. Big Sleep. Key Largo. Oh, it must be Humphrey Bogart night. Hey, well, we'll just write tonight off then. Man, there was some cool stuff on last night. There was a couple films by a Senegalese filmmaker named... I was about to say Ousmane Dembele. No, Ousmane Dembele is one of my favorite football players. This director's name was Ousmane... It was something very close to Dembele. Ousmane Dem something. And I watched one, and it was great, and I was getting ready to watch the other one when I realized, oh no, it's 3:30 a.m. Somebody needs to go to bed. So I actually was kind of watching it. But you know what else I got to see last night? Is I watched part of a sumo tournament. That was very cool. I have a moderate interest in sumo wrestling, meaning that I'll watch it when I can, but otherwise I really can't follow it because I'm so far away. I do love sports. You know, and the funny thing is I don't really care that much about them, except for football, which is the only sport that matters. But that's above and beyond being a sport at that point, you know. Then other sports, but sumo's always fun. So we had to watch some of that last night, me and my cat, and that was pretty fun, pretty exciting. I'm not sure what kind of tournament it was or how important it was, because it seems like all the guys that we were watching all had, like, losing records. But, you know, whatever. Mine is not to question. And what I should have done is recorded some of it so I could play some of the recordings from that during the show. But, yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter. And why would you want to hear that anyway? I don't know. Uh-oh, somebody else has walked back in here. Yeah, hi. Hi. Uh-huh. What are you thinking? Are you thinking you want to do kitty business again just because you just show up? Are you walking away again? Yes, I'm glad I didn't get the blanket ready, because this is one of those things where my cat just jumps right up here and then stares at me until I pet her, and then I pet her a few times and she walks away. This happens every once in a while. There are some times when I only have to say hi. She'll walk up, she'll stand next to me, and she'll wait for me to acknowledge her. And then she'll walk on. It's kind of funny. Because, you know, cats. Good of an idea. I couldn't even open a letter. Why do I think I can play a musical instrument this early in the morning? Ah, my God.
Just need to switch into Aeolian mode.
Terrible. So let me apologize for another slow show today. I got nothing. The heat, more specifically the humidity, is just killing me. It's just absolutely keeping me from doing anything functional at all. Basically, all I can do is just sit around and do nothing. But what else is new? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe. But that's what the Dubious Goals Committee is all about. That's why Dubious Goals Committee airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And that's true, so I think I'm going to go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.